When you buy a piece of land, you do so with a certain level of belief that rights of ownership are held by you, as long as you recognize and adhere to the many local, state, and federal regulations that exist. Problem takes place when the rules of the game are changed by those creators of the regulations. Those changes can impact long-held privately owned land, which in many cases involves a family farm industry, among others, especially here in New Jersey. Here to talk about the latest moves by the EPA. Yeah, that alone should concern you regarding water regulations that further strangle landowners as the Senior Vice President from the American Energy Alliance, Dan Kish. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And it's AmericanEnergyAlliance.org on the web for Dan's organization. Find out more about this issue and the many others that they address in some attempt to bring common sense to the insanity, certainly the EPA is notorious for. So if I understand right, there's a new rule as far as what is defined as waters of the United States. Fill us in on what that is all about and why landowners should be really concerned about this.
Yes. Well, what has happened is under the Clean Water Act, the EPA has jurisdiction over what are considered to be waters of the United States, and the rule has always been navigable waters. In other words, if you could put a boat in it or a canoe or kayak or something and move around in it and navigate on it, that was waters of the United States. So we think about rivers and even some small creeks, but generally it's limited to that. What the EPA has now done is extend their understanding of what waters of the United States means to include, for example, temporary mud puddles that might form on lands in the back 40, or drainage ditches, which in many parts of the country are absolutely essential so that you don't have a swamp infested with mosquitoes that you can't go anywhere near. This is really riling up the countryside, as you might expect, because what that now means is that if you do anything with your land where they've declared it to be the waters of the United States, they want you to go to them first and ask permission to do it. In other words, ask for a permit to do what you otherwise had done, whether that's mowing it or putting animals on it or riding your horse across it or whatever, because they ultimately are seeking to control any water that is standing on the surface of the earth that happens to reside in the United States.
Which adds certainly more fun to, or pretty much all of northern New Jersey, because we've been saddled with what's called the Highlands Act, because the reservoirs here in northwest New Jersey specifically supply a great deal of water for the rest of the state. So in a nutshell, basically banned any kind of construction near any body or flow of water. So if someone had a large tract of land with a small creek running through it and eventually wanted to use that other part of the land and build a footbridge to get from one point A to point B, the Highlands Act prevented that from happening. So this just adds more fun to owning large pieces of land in northern New Jersey now.
Yes, you get to pay taxes on it because you theoretically own it, and yet you have to ask Washington permission, not even local folks, but Washington, D.C. permission in order to do something with it. Otherwise, let's say you go out and cut down a tree that happens to be there because you're right, it's your land. You may be violating the law, and the EPA can come after you and pursue exorbitant fines for having done something which beforehand you wouldn't even have thought about.
Dan Kish, who is the Senior Vice President of the American Energy Alliance, AmericanEnergyAlliance.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, my understanding of the Clean Water Act, it did, much like the Constitution with the 10th Amendment, which I know now most people, and certainly Democratic side, think the more theory than original intent, but nevertheless, the Clean Water Act recognized certain rights to fall upon the states with issues like this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Chris. What, you know, if you look, if you're beginning to wonder why it is that Washington has to make all our decisions, it's because the idea of the founders, which was that states would be the place where most of the decisions were made, and the federal government had a fence around it. That fence has been breached They've leveled it. They've pushed it over with a bulldozer. I don't know if they got a permit from the EPA first or not. But, you know, states have traditionally been in charge of these things, and they've done a pretty darn good job. I mean, they know more about what's going on the land, certainly, than Washington, D.C. does. I live in Washington, and I can tell you, people here aren't any smarter. They'd like to think they are, but they aren't. And in many cases, they have no knowledge about what is going on, and the culture, the traditions, the people of a particular area. And so for them, it's first impression. And that's always, that can be a very scary thing when it comes to imposing laws, which ultimately are enforced at the point of a gun, because if you don't pay their fine for having violated what they now say is a crime, they take you to jail at the point of a gun.
Is it safe to say, too, because obviously fines mean paying money, permits do not come free either, do they?
Oh, absolutely not. The government doesn't do anything. I mean, we're all familiar with that. As a matter of fact, they're looking for ways all the time. But not only that, but it also leaves you in limbo. The government is traditionally very, very slow in making a decision. If you're a big contributor or if you're somebody who's got a lot of swag in Washington, you might be able to get things cleared pretty quickly, which might be one of the reasons why people in Washington like to assume these powers here in D.C. But if you're just an average person just applying for a normal permit, and you can imagine how many things might be covered. You want a bush hog? A particular area, knock down the grass so that your kids and family can enjoy the ground if there happens to be some standing water, or if there happened to be at one time standing water, or if it looks like there's potential that water could stand there, you could theoretically be under the thumb of the EPA to ask permission to do that. Meanwhile, the grass is growing.
Now, this is being challenged, and this isn't a surprise by the EPA. They've been trying to ram this through for just about a year, and they've been trying to sell it with little pretty comments and social media tweets and posts, whatever the case may be. But there are a collection of states, not New Jersey, by the way, which apparently under the Christie administration, they kind of shy away from these group lawsuits with the lie that the state doesn't have the money to join these suits, although it doesn't cost anything. But we've talked about that before. But with the Supreme Court ruling against the EPA for failing to consider the costs about power plant regulations, is there any hope that, well, later versus sooner, I guess we'd say, that this regulation can get the same fly swatter smacked up against it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, initially a number of states filed, and by now it's reached 27 states. And now businesses and localities are beginning to join this lawsuit as well. Yesterday, another 9 states, I believe, joined the lawsuit. They're being filed in numerous district courts, U.S. district courts around the nation. So there'll be a lot of venues looking at this and probably a number of decisions. It's going to take a while to adjudicate because the administration means this as one of the president's legacy items to, in essence, have the EPA control all waters in the United States because, gee, how can they keep the water clean if they can't control what you do with a mud puddle in your backyard?
I know.
So this will take some time, but over half the states now are in lawsuit against the federal government saying this is none of your business. You cannot do this, and they're sticking to their guns. You mentioned that there's a lot of social media. The EPA actually was found by Congress in an investigative hearing to have been paying groups, aligned green groups, that want the same powers to be in Washington, to pay for signatories on the comment part of the Waters of the United States rule. So in other words, they're buying people's signatures the way some campaigns do in order to get them to come out on the right side of this. And that clearly, I mean, when your government starts paying people to get their positive comments on their actions, you begin to wonder what kind of a puppet operation we're running.
Oh, to be sure. But fortunately, with the work of the American Energy Alliance, the truth and the facts do come forward. Learn more about this issue and others that certainly, I believe, will be of concern to you as well, because they are invasions and violations of the list too long, really, to go down here. But learn more about this at AmericanEnergyAlliance.org. I've been joined by the Senior Vice President, Dan Kish. Dan, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.